literally filling with light. Light going everywhere. Now that your body is completely filled with light, begin to focus on your chakra centers, your 8 chakra centers. There are 12 chakra centers, but become aware of the 8 now. The others will come online as they need to, as the frequency increases enough to allow for the earth chakra to also come into alignment. But for now, focus on the 8 chakras, beginning at the bottom chakra, the first, and see that as a beautiful red color. Red. Deep red color. And then moving up to the second chakra, orange. Bright orange, and the third chakra, yellow. Yellow is the bright sun. And the fourth chakra, deep blue-green, is the forest. Just above the heart chakra, high heart center. See the high heart center. That has become also awakened in many of all of the light community, but many more beyond that as well, without them even knowing it, as they open up their heart centers. See that as a magenta color. And moving up to the throat area, the fifth chakra, sky blue. And the sixth chakra in the middle of the forehead, the ancient third eye center. See that as deep purple or indigo. And the seventh chakra, the crown center, the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And the eighth chakra, the soul star chakra, pure, brilliant white. As I say brilliant now, see all of the chakras as being brilliant, their intensity at the highest level, shining. See them in perfect alignment as well. All in alignment with their respective colors shining brightly and the spinning of the chakras, clockwise and counterclockwise. Now all of the chakras have a vibration. You can feel or see the vibration even. Mostly feel it. Feel it as it resonates within you, as each chakra resonates with its prospective vibration associated with the colors. And of course, the spinning of the chakras. Now, if you would, become aware of your high heart center and your sixth chakra, in the middle of your forehead, and energetically connect the two. Have energy, visualize energy moving from your high heart center up to your sixth chakra and back down around, and up and around and up and around, forming a vortex of energy. And vortex of energy is pulling now your conscious knowing self into it as a little ball of light that now winds up in the middle of your forehead, looking out dimension. To see yourself moving through that third eye as a doorway or a window, exit out into the astral realm around your physical body now. I'm aware of your physical body as being separate from yourself, but also one, connected as one. Now allow yourself as yourselves, as that conscious knowing self, to begin to drift up from your physical body, leaving your physical body behind. See yourself moving up, 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 up through the roof of a building that you're in, if you're in a building, up into the clouds, past the clouds, past the Earth's atmosphere. And then seeing all of the ships that are out here that are now open to your being able to see, because you're not seeing with your physical eyes, you're now seeing with your third eye, which has now become wide open. You can see the ships, you can see the planets, you can see the Earth down there, your physical body way down there. You know at this point that you are connected not only to your physical body, but you're connected to the planets of the solar system. You're connected to all of the ships and the consciousness within the ships. You're connected to all of that. Feel that connection now. And see an energy coming from far, far away into the universe, all the way to the universal central sun, an energy, a wave of energy, a pulse that originates from the great central source and is on its way, coming down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, through the central sun of this galaxy, down into the solar system, through the solar sun of this solar system. See it as it strikes the Earth, following after many waves have been coming down, many waves of energy, bringing higher consciousness, higher vibration and frequency, which has been raising the consciousness of the planet, even though it does not appear to be. It is. Consciousness is raising. See this great wave of energy that comes through the central sun of this solar system as a flash of light, flash of energy that comes to the Earth. And see as people look up and see this energy. Many will see it, not all, but many will see it with their third eye, which has been opened. They will see this flash of light, although all will be aware of this flash. Not all will see it for what it is. You, of course, will see it for what it is. As it comes to the Earth as a tsunami of love, higher consciousness, bringing higher vibrational frequency across the planet. You can even visualize now how the resonance of the Earth, the Schumann resonance, will spike like it has never spiked before when this flash occurs. Scientists all over the world will be unable to explain what is happening. All will feel it at some level. This is what is coming. This is what is already here at the higher vibrational frequencies that you have not quite yet attained on a regular basis. But many of you have had glimpses, whether in your dreams or in your waking state, as a glimpse here and there, or as a knowing, a deep knowing. For you have all ascended before. You have all gone through an ascension before. Just not like this. Not with your physical forms also ascending. So feel and know this energy as it moves across. And at the same time, see the violet flame as it is burning across the planet, purging out all of the old. That violet flame has been brought back to this evolution here on this planet. It was here long ago, and it is now being brought back again, so that all of the old programming, the old lower consciousness, the lower vibrations can be purged out completely, engulfed in flame, engulfed in purging fire. As everything is purged out, the new earth is born again. See the earth being born, reborn, as it sheds forth a new life, a new consciousness here on the planet. See now all of the people on the planet in wonderment and awe, as something, they know something is happening, something that has never happened before. But many are at a disadvantage to explain what is happening. That's where all of you come in. All of you that have been preparing for these energies, have been acclimating to these energies for some time now. All being readied for your missions. Be able to move forward, to be able to share the higher consciousness, the higher knowings of what is happening. Many will turn to those of you to see that happening now. See your friends, your family members turning now to you instead of away from you, as many have been doing. See them now turning towards you and asking you, what is happening? And you, with your knowing, with your understanding, can now begin to reveal the truth that you have known for a long time, known deep down within you. And as you share that truth with them, that will awaken the truth within them as well. They will begin to feel it, to understand it. Maybe not at the level that you do at the time, but they will come to remember as well, just as you have remembered. And your remembrance is coming back tremendously now. Just allow it to be. Allow it to flow into you now, in this moment now. Not just simply as a visualization, but feel it coming back in you. Know that everything is exactly as it needs to be. You are not alone. You have never been alone. Everything is here for you now. This is what you came here for. So see it, feel it, know it as higher consciousness. Fifth dimensional and higher consciousness returns to this planet, just as it was back in the Lemurian times and early Atlantean times. even other civilizations and other civilizations that you have come from other systems, other planets. All is coming together now. So feeling that vibration within you, that higher consciousness now within you, that feeling deep within you, return now to your physical forms. Come back from wherever you find yourself, back into your physical bodies. Let your astral and etheric body merge back in, that conscious knowing self that you are. Come back into your physical form. Rejoin your physical body again as that vessel that you are using in this lifetime. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am your Saint Germain. I know that Sananda was going to be with you today, but I have asked him if I could be the one to bring this message to you. But before I bring this message to you, I want you all now to take a deep breath. Breathe. Breathe in the life that is around you. Not the three-dimensional chaos that is happening around you now, but life itself, higher consciousness itself. Feel it, know it. It is all here. It has always been here. But you have been blinded, not by the light, but by the darkness within each and every one of you. But that darkness is now become illuminated within you. It is all happening now. Do not believe anything that is coming forward from those of the dark forces. And you know that which I speak of here. You know where that information, that news is coming from. But the truth is also coming. The truth that will indeed set you free. Just as we have been saying, not only for this lifetime that you are in, but for many lifetimes now. It is in your biblical sayings. The truth shall set you free. It is destined for the truth to be revealed. All you need to do now is be open to it. And as you are open to the truth and it comes in and resonates within you, just as it has been for many of you, if not all of you, and certainly many of you that are resonating to these words as you read them after on your internet, it is all coming forward. The truth is coming forward as a disclosure. When we speak of disclosure, we have not only spoken of disclosure as that of the galactics. We have been speaking of the disclosure as the truth in general coming forward to be revealed in from many different sources, many different directions. And that is what is happening now. As freedom is at stake here, freedom. Your own freedom, freedom not here just in this country, though, but in the entire planet, the world, must be free and shall be free. Free of the dark forces. Because the dark forces are putting out everything that they can now. As we have said many times, they are following a plan. But that plan is an old vibrational plan. It is a three-dimensional illusionary plan that they are following. But you of the higher forces, of the light forces, and your president, Trump, are following a higher plan, a higher divine plan, which carries higher vibrations with it. And the only ones that can follow into this plan, this divine plan, are those that move into those higher vibrations. Those that resonate still at the lower vibrations will remain in those lower vibrations and cannot sustain themselves in the higher vibrations. And this is what is in the process of happening right now, as the truth is coming forward, and it is going to come forward more and more. And I tell you now, as Saint Germain and many others are saying the same thing in many different ways, the one that is being shown to come forward and be the president of this country shall not be the president. He will not reign as president here. I cannot tell you more of that beyond that, but it is destined that the one that has been president shall carry on. Cannot say how long he will carry on, because other forces are at work here. Other forces of the light, of the divine plan, are at work. And as we have said, everything is being orchestrated here for your freedom. Freedom not only of this country, but of the entire planet. That is what is happening here now. Freedom. Freedom to live your lives as you want to live them. Not to be locked down and to be in a controlled situation, manipulated as puppets by those who would attempt to do so, by those who would attempt to control the world. There will be no new world order. It is not going to happen. It never could happen. The earth shall not be taken over by those who attempt to decimate it and desecrate it. It will not happen and cannot happen. So all of you that came here for this mission, awaken now. Awaken to the mission that is in front of you. When we have said that you are the light warriors and no longer just the light workers, we are speaking now to this group. We are speaking now to those ones who will resonate to these words. The time to sit back and simply watch the show has passed. You are now part of the show if you allow yourselves to be. So allow yourselves to move forward, to get off of those couches, to stop watching the news that is coming forward, and make your own news. Create your own reality here. That is what this is about. Being in the moment and carrying the moment right now forward. Forward into truth, forward into love that is coming forward in each and every one of you more and more as your fourth chakra begins to open wide. And it is opening wide because of what is happening now. It will open wide for many because of what is happening now. Because the lower vibrations are raising now because of this. So believe in the plan. Trust the plan. It is there for a reason. It is there for a purpose. Everything that is happening is for a purpose right now. So all of you must trust. Trust in the plan. Trust in the independence to come forward, as I spoke of recently. Independence not only of this country, but of the entire planet. That is what is coming and destined to be. But you must weather the storm a little while longer. But do not just sit back and sit through the storm. It is not time now to be in the eye of the storm. Yes, be calm, but do not allow everything that is happening around you to take hold of you. Rather, you take hold of it. That is where you need to go now. Share the light, spread the light, every chance, every opportunity that you have. If it takes taking off those masks, then do it. If it takes speaking out in a crowd, do it. If you feel the inclination to do so, speak your truth loudly now to everyone, anyone that will listen. Remember, where two or more are gathered in His name, as He said, meaning the I am consciousness within. Where two or more are gathered in my name, in the I am, there will I be. There will the I am be within you. You will have the power to speak out. You will have the knowing to speak out. Just as I am speaking out through this one now, this James now, you will have the power to do so as well as the need arises. And I tell you now, as Saint Germain, the need is here now to do so. Step off of the comfort zone, and step on to the truth train that you have been speaking of. Ride the truth train. Ride it into freedom. Ride it into independence, because that is what is at stake here. The independence of the entire planet, the freedom of the entire planet is at stake here now. And all are watching what happens in this country, the United States of America, as the independence of this country turns again now to becoming the republic that it was meant to be, as it began to be, and as it will be again. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love, and the violet flame continue to burn through everything that is of lower vibration and taking you into those higher vibrations in doing so. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Hum. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Susanna here. And yes, it was going to be Sananda to speak here, but Saint Germain nudged him at the last moment and said, I want to speak here to those that are here, but not only to this group, but to all that would resonate to these words. These words must get out to everyone, because everything is at stake right here and now. And it is not time for you to be complacent and sit back and let the world turn around you. It is time for you to turn the world. That is what this is all about. That is what we have been preparing you for you to take over, for you to become the ones that you have been waiting for. And that is what we are attempting to bring you to understand. We being all of those that are working with this group, all of us are attempting to reach you in various ways so that you are ready to step forward. And yes, Moses, you once said we have our marching orders. And yes, you have your marching orders once again. And we hope and ask for you to step forward with those orders. Not orders in a sense that you have to obey. Certainly it is never going to be like that. No one can force you to do anything, and nor would we ever attempt to do so. We encourage, we nudge. And that is what Saint Germain was doing, encouraging you, nudging you. Yes, quite vociferously or something of this nature. Not quite getting the word here, but anyway, he was attempting to push you and prod you along here, and we hope that that has happened here. It is time. So we are ready now for questions. If you have questions for one who serves, then Shoshana. Unless Shoshana, do you have a message you wish to share here first?
We do not.
Very good. Then we take questions if you have them. We think there will probably be quite a number of questions here. Yes, is there any question here?
One who serves, this is Gina.
Yes.
Saint Germain always gets gets us so riled up. And I feel so powerful, you know, through the words and our and the truth that that who we are, and we're ready to go here. And so the truth is at hand. And so anyway, what I was going to say, because of so many in the past, you know, for a while now, little inklings of so much power that rises within me, and I'm sure within all of us during those times. So we're getting little increments of it, of what is to come, because one of these triggers is going to catapult us into our full awareness. I can feel that. Is that true? I'm so emotional.
Not only is it true, dear sister, but you felt it earlier when you did the opening prayer, when you gave that message deeply from your heart, from your higher self, and it came through. That is the power that we are speaking of here, that you all have the peak power to speak your truth forward. That is where you are all going. Many of you that would think that you are what is called a wallflower or something of this nature, that is shy and afraid to speak out, you, all of you, will find at one time or another, as the situation arises, the power within you, the higher self within you, will speak through you. It is coming. You do not need to worry about becoming a channel such as this one, James. You will all become channels in the respect of bringing your higher self through you. That is where what we are preparing you for, have been preparing you for, to step into that next part of your mission. And the time now for doing that is here, in these moments now. Just be ready for it when the opportunity arises and you allow it. You must allow it. You must step back and allow for the higher self to begin to speak through you. And you will then have the power in your words to reach those that are needing to hear this. Okay? Was this sufficient for you? Or we will turn this over to Shoshana here. Do you have...
May we wish to share? May we share, dear sister?
Yes, of course.
Yes. Gina, in this moment, we find that there is nothing that can derail you. There is nothing. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be other questions here?
Well, okay, this is Lorelei. This is not exactly on this specific topic, but the other day, for no known reason, as I was cuddling with my cat, he turned around and gouged me in my head, like dug his nails into my head and literally drew blood. I don't know. I'm just curious what the heck is going on that he would do that. Then, of course, afterwards, usually he's the sweetest, most lovable thing. Afterwards, you know, I couldn't be around him for another day and a half. So, was it something like my head was too close to his head and he had a PTSD syndrome thing, you know, post-traumatic stress? Or was it the energies coming in? Can you say anything about what's going on with these little guys here?
Yes, we can, but Shoshana, do you have...
Yes, we will share on this.
You wanted to share here, yes.
We will share on this. And what we will share, dear sister, may we share?
Yes, please.
What we will share on this will be a surprise. That beautiful being that has been at your side, who has loved you and adored you, decided that you needed a push to wake up. This was his way of saying to you, wake up! Do not lower your vibrations. Do not believe in what you are seeing. And wake up. That is what he was doing for you. Namaste.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
And it's sort of along the same lines. I have a 9-year-old dog and a 20-year-old cat. And since COVID started, pretty much, their personalities have simply changed. And at this point, my cat is eating very sparsely, and I'll give her something new, and she'll like it for maybe one or two little cat food cans worth, and then not so much anymore. So I'm finding it difficult to find food for her. And my dog, who is a rescue dog, really came out of her shell. I've had her for 7 years. She's come out of her shell. She used to love to cuddle. She was the most loving. And now she's very nervous. She's very scattered. And she just really doesn't even want to sit too close or anything anymore. What has happened to them?
Remember how animals are so incredibly telepathic, and they resonate to your energies. And if your energies are low, if your vibrations are low, they will resonate to that vibration and will be affected by it, which is happening not only to you who are asking this question, but to many across the planet, as the animals are associating with the vibrations of their human compatriots here. And that is what we would say would be happening. And Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
We can share. May we share?
Absolutely.
Your sister. These beings, these precious beings, are responding to the vibration that has come into the world temporarily, and they are responding to that. They feel the vibration of fear. They feel the vibration of anticipation. So you must be very careful of what you are thinking and how you are feeling, as they are very sensitive to picking this up. We are going to offer some tools. May we offer some tools?
Absolutely, because my next question follow-up is going to be, what can I do to help them? And am I truly lower than I think I am?
You are not, dear sister, you are not lower. You are feeling and sensing the vibration of the entire planet right now. You are a transmutation being, meaning that you must continue to transmute the vibration that is coming through you and allow the light that is you to wash the fear away, to transmute the fear, you see.
Yes.
And we must add this. You must never declare that your vibration is low. You must never declare that. You must declare that your vibration is high. This is important.
I have been declaring that, but I wondered if I was subconsciously, you know, doing that.
You are not. You are simply working through the heaviness of what is happening. You are working through that, as many are, you see. So you continue to declare your light, to declare your high vibration. We would offer also that we have a similar story, as Joanna has gone through this with her dog, her older dog, and her will, which is very strong, has continued to fight for her senior dog and find what she will eat. What we are finding is that many of these animals on the planet do not wish to eat what you have given them before, because the food that perhaps was offered to them is no longer digestible to them. And they will tell you that by not eating it, it is not digestible. So you must continue, you must not be concerned about this. You just must try different things. So your senior cat is wishing for a more digestible food, and you can boil a chicken. Boil a organic chicken, which will last for a long time for this little one.
Yes.
And offer him the boiled chicken, as this is extremely digestible, you see.
Yeah.
Or a boiled fish. But make sure that the source of this food is clean, you see. It is not
organic. Yes.
It is not filled with chemicals, as this will hurt them, you see. And
yeah.
This god dog that you have is simply, again, reacting to the vibration that is coming through the entire planet and will settle down. The other tool that we will offer you, besides the food that you are giving these beautiful beings, is to play music. Play very calming music in your home all the time. Play a beautiful piano music or violin or orchestration. Play this music and let them listen, and they will settle, you see. Namaste.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you so much. And I named, when I got this, what you call the god dog, I named her Sophia on purpose. So.
Joanna has no idea what we're saying through her, but but the words god dog were given to her, and she is saying it. Namaste.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you both so much.
I have a question.
Yes. I think a few of us might be a little surprised at the information that Saint Germain gave us, which echoed what Adronis channeled last week about Trump or Biden, neither one will ultimately serve next year as our president. Could you go any deeper on that or not?
We knew this question would come eventually here, and we cannot, though, answer directly as you are wanting to hear, because of the vibration that is out there right now. It is not time to fully come to an understanding of what is to occur until it is in the process of occurring. So in other words, you can receive hints and various things of this nature, which you are getting in many different respects from many different sources, as we find it, as these truths are coming through. The idea that the one that is selected, we will say here, to be the president by those of the dark forces, that he would not serve term as president, we would come out and say that. But we cannot say beyond that what is to occur. Other than you already have deeper inner knowings of what is to happen here. But to focus on what is going to happen takes you away from what is happening right now, in the moment now. And we ask you to stay within the moment and not project what you expect or want to happen. Now, that is not to say that you do not have hope, that you do not have visualization or anticipation, we will say, of things that you, we will say even that you do want to happen. And we know we said not to, but now we say to do that. You have certain expectations, certain things that you want to occur, and you can create that. You can create it because you create your own reality here. And we would say to continue to do that. Have a positive outlook, a positive frame of mind. Be in those higher vibrations at all times. And everything is going to work out exactly as it is supposed to work out according to the divine plan. And the divine plan, trust us, is what you want to happen. Okay? Shoshana?
We can share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
We will share this for all that wish to see the light work out. And that is that the prayer, the calling must be to ask for the highest good for all concerned. The highest good, you see. And we do not know what that is. We do not know. We have, as humans, we have a will that knows nothing, you see. So we must ask for the higher will to work out, for the good of all to work out, and shift the focus from ourselves to the collective. And that is when the divine plan will be allowed to take force, to develop, when we stop being concerned about ourselves and begin to focus on the collective and the highest good for the collective. And we must say that we do not know what this is, so that when there is witness to what is going on and there is fear and emotion and concern, well, you asked for the highest good of all concerned, and that has to work out, you see. Namaste.
Thank you.
Would there be any further questions here?
Yes, I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I have a question regarding the soulmate and the twin flame. Is there a difference? And can we meet our twin flame on the 3D and not be able to be with the person, but later on in a higher dimension come together?
Shoshana, we know that...
No, we do not wish to answer.
No, very good. Then... we will say here that, yes, certainly there is a difference between your soulmates and your twin flame, twin soul, because your twin soul is the other half of you, we will say here. There is only the one twin soul, and that twin soul, that twin flame is there for you when you are ready for it. In other words, when your vibration has increased to the point where you can then match that vibration of your twin flame. Sometimes your twin flame can be here with you on this third dimensional plane, but it is very rare for that to happen. So it is important to know that as you move through your ascension and you fully ascend, you will then be able to be at that vibration that matches your twin flame and your twin soul, and will therefore be able to have the experience of reuniting with that one. Now, that is not to say that if you have a partner here in this lifetime now, that partner will simply just leave and let your twin flame take over. It will not be like that at all. So do not think in those kind of terms here. It is much beyond the three-dimensional understanding to go further into this, because it is quite complex here. But this is the what you would call the general gist of things here. Do you have anything you add, Shoshana?
We will just add that this has been answered so many times that we would make a suggestion that all that wish to understand this process go back and listen and read.
Very good. Would there be other questions? Would there be other questions here? Any further questions? Very good. Then we are ready for your email questions.
Okie dokie. Let's see. So the first one is the fifth dimension we are ascending to the same as when people pass on in physical bodies?
That can be answered as a yes and a no, because there are some, of course, that ascend from or leave their physical bodies in the death process and are also moving through an ascension as well at that time. And they would then move into that higher fifth dimension and even beyond that. And those of you that move into or move through your ascension and go through the ascension and completely come into a unity as a unity consciousness here, then you will at that point be able to be with those ones that match that vibration at that time. That is not necessarily to be the ones that have passed over in the death process, but all have the ability, the opportunity to ascend as well. So we cannot say it is directly the same, although you will have access and you can always move down in vibration. Those that are in lower vibration cannot always move up. You see? Trishana?
We find that what you have given is sufficient.
Very good. Then we move on to the next question.
Okay, let's see. According to Cobra, a Draco fleet and Illuminati breakaway complex were recently defeated and erased. What are the implications of this?
The implications are vast here, because what is happening above you in terms of beyond your sight, your physical sight, and your physical knowing here, what is happening has been happening for quite some time now. When we have said before your Star Wars was true, it is true. And what is happening is a continuation of this. And the implications of this are also great, because those of the minions, we will call them, because that is the word that is used here on this planet, the minions that are here working with the dark forces are alone now. They do not have their masters, we will say, that are there to continue to give them vibration, to pump them up, say here. So they do not have that anymore. They are on their own. And being on their own, they are much lost here, because again, they are following only the plan that they have known. And that, again, is a lower vibrational plan. We have spoken before of the chess game that is going on here. And those of the low, the dark forces are working at a three-dimensional chess playing, while those of the forces of light, including your President Trump, are operating at a higher vibrational frequency game here in terms of fifth dimensional chess. And it is move and counter move, move and counter move. But the forces of light are many moves ahead of those of the lower forces or the dark forces here. Okay? Shoshana, do you have anything
share on this? We'll share. Each time the darkness is defeated, each time this occurs, the light forces are magnified exponentially by 2. If you remember your math, it is squared. So you see, each time the darkness is defeated within, and the darkness is defeated outside of yourself, which is still within, the light magnifies itself exponentially by 2. Namaste.
Very good. Wonderful. Then we are done for the question time here. Shoshana, do you have parting message?
We will offer that we wish to say, do not focus on the drama. Do not focus on the trappings of the third dimension that you find yourself in, because they are traps. They are designed to attach themselves to you emotionally so that your vibration becomes the vibration of the emotion that you are feeling, which is not necessarily a good emotion, you see. So you must lift yourself to the light, and you must continue to believe in yourself, to believe in the light, and to believe in the plan, and that will lift you out of the trap. Namaste.
Wonderful. And we simply say, stay the course. Stay the course. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.